Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Bridges to Business Radio.
Hello and happy Friday. This is Ann Revel-Petcher. I'm your host for Bridges to Business. Welcome to the show and thanks for being here. We have a fun show today. We got a couple guys in the studio that are going to help you think toward your goals. And I'm going to start by introducing first John Ingraham. John's with the First Financial Education Centers. Hello, John.
And good afternoon.
Oh, thanks for being here. And also we have Bruce Brown, who's representing Beachbody Fitness.
Yes, ma'am. Here we are. Looking forward to it.
Hey, thanks. I'm going to start out today asking John a few questions here, and then Bruce will come back to you in just a minute if you don't mind. I want to get a little idea of what the First Financial Education Centers do. John, tell me about that. What are you and what do you do?
Okay, let's do that. Well, First Financial Education Centers, what we do is we help seniors plan their retirement. Okay, and we do it in a risk-free way. That's a little bit different than most.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you right away here. Okay, so you help seniors. Do they generally come to you when they're seniors, or you help them plan to become a senior?
You know, they usually come to us either just prior to retirement or during retirement.
Okay.
Why? Well, because they're trying to figure out how to make sure their money lasts longer than life. That's the number one concern.
That's certainly my concern. I wonder if I can make it last to the end of the day sometimes. But to the end of life, and so you initially said risk-free. What does that mean?
Well, most people use certain tools as they're getting ready for retirement to accumulate their retirement wealth.
Oh, okay.
They might use the market, or they use tools that may have some risk involved in it. They do that because that's the best way to grow their money. But just prior to retirement or in retirement, they can't risk it anymore.
Aha. So they're in transition phase.
Transition, and they transition to deaccumulation tools, tools that'll help them make their money last for their whole life.
Wow. It sounds like a challenge.
It is.
So what's your approach? How do you make that happen?
Here's how we do it. When we interview seniors each year, there's five things that they're most concerned about. Number one, and their number one concern is making sure they don't run out of money before they run out of life. Number two, their number two concern is the market, up and down market. They're worried about that. Rising healthcare costs, inflation. These are some of the things that are on their minds. We call all those things gators down south. Gators are fast and gators are dangerous. So what we say, in order to avoid those gators or those traps, you need to have a plan.
Okay.
So we outline a plan for our seniors. It's about 11 steps or 11 goals. We present that in these educational workshops or seminars. Those take place either in a restaurant.
Okay.
They take places at churches, community centers, wherever it may be.
But one-on-one?
Well, no, as a group initially,
okay.
And they just get educated.
Oh, I see.
So we're happy to do two things, as we tell them. We'll do two things if you'll come and see our workshop. Number one, we feed your mind. We give them the 11 goals.
Okay.
Number two, we feed their bellies.
Oh.
Give them a nice meal.
That's good.
So that's how we do it. Now, once we're in that workshop, we outline 11 goals. If they like all part of some of any of those goals, then we ask them, if you want more help, come see me.
Okay.
I sit down one-on-one. Then we outline or custom design a plan best for them.
Okay. Okay. So you start with a big group of people or a somewhat big group of people or a small group of people. You give them some ideas of things they need to be thinking about.
Yeah, sure do.
And they sit there and they take notes and they go home and they think and they say, I'm really not ready for this. I really don't know how to do this. Is that how it happens quite often?
Yeah, we tell them, listen, at the end of our workshop, we say, look, here's what we're willing to do for you. John Ingraham will give you 1 hour or 2 hours of his time, no strings attached. If you don't know how to get this goal started, we'll show you how. They sit down with me. That first interview, I may or may not be able to help them. We decide that between the two of us by the end of that time.
Oh, okay.
You give them 48 hours to make their decision after you meet with us. If they want our help, we're happy to do so.
You know, I think it's funny because people... money's a hard thing for people. it's a very personal thing and it's a very sensitive thing, especially if they feel like they've not taken care of their money throughout their lives, which frankly, most people I know would fall into that bucket. How do you help them over that fear of telling you about the dark secrets of their maybe not so pristine financial situation?
Well, people typically need help, Anne, and when they see that they need help, they're gonna go get help. They need a professional. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming to see us to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
And we just tell them, listen, the only thing I ask you to do, Anne, if you came and sat down with me, be honest with me.
Yeah.
Bring your tax return. Bring all your statements. Bring your legal documents. Let's take a look at them.
Well, and you've been doing this a long time. So obviously there's a high level of trust that comes with working with you.
Number one reason people come to see me is trust. They either hear about me in the community from a friend, or they've seen me speak, but there is trust. You have to have that.
Right. Exactly. So what's the first step if they meet with you and you help them put things into buckets of consideration? How do you think about that?
I go through a list of goals and I ask them, is this a concern or not a concern? An example of that is there's a worksheet they bring to me, and it's a 4-page questionnaire. And it's got all their information, including their children, their grandchildren. It's all there, their legal, their home, whatever it may be, their debt.
Sure.
And the number one question we ask them, whether it's a concern or not a concern, is their money.
Okay.
Are you taking too much risk? Are you concerned about that or not?
Right.
Long-term care. Is that a concern of yours or not? Your legal. Do you think you have all your legal buttoned down? Or is it not a concern? And we ask them a list of several questions. They check either concern or not a concern. And at the end of that first interview, we have an outline for their goals.
Wow. So if they, that's a lot of stuff. Do you help them prioritize?
We sure do.
Yeah. So yeah, how do you help them get there? How do you help them figure out what to prioritize on?
Well, Anne, here's the thing. We try to prioritize it based on the risk of the immediate. So as an example, let's say today you had all your nest egg accumulated and you were using the stock market as your accumulation tool. Well, the last 2 days should show you that that's a more immediate risk.
Yeah.
You need to do something now on that.
Right.
Okay?
And you'll have a bunch of ideas.
We do. We do.
Okay. That's great. So how do people find out about workshops? Where do you tell them? And are they on a regular basis? How do you do this?
Good point. We seniors, by the way, still like to open mail.
Well, and let me just interrupt here for a second. How do you define a senior?
55 to 75. That's
I'm not a senior yet, but I'm going to be in May.
Okay.
So what does that tell you? I mean, am I a target audience?
You are.
Okay.
You are. We've got to start thinking about this. The more time you give yourself for the runway, the better chance you are going to be able to meet your goals.
Okay.
So we target a group of seniors. We mail directly to them. We invite them to our workshops. In that mailer, they're allowed to bring some friends if they'd like.
Oh, okay.
And many do.
Gotcha.
In the church communities, we put it in the bulletins.
Okay.
We advertise in the local papers. Mm-hmm. People are allowed to come to those different workshops.
Interesting.
And that's how people get to us.
Well, and you have two locations now, right?
I do. I have one here in Wilmington at Landfall Executive Suites.
So you're out by Wrightsville.
Sure am.
Out by Wrightsville Beach, which is convenient.
It's good for the people all around this area. And then I've got an office in Shallotte.
Okay.
And that covers all of southern Brunswick County plus Myrtle Beach.
Gotcha. So you're pretty well covered.
I am.
Throughout Cape Fear and all the way down to Myrtle Beach.
We are.
That's great. Great deal. You talked to me about a STEP plan. What is this STEP plan?
Okay. So now one of your concerns might be that you are going to run out of money before you run out of life. A step plan is nothing more than a strategic step to take and preserve your assets, be able to take out a steady flow of income every month, and never run out of principal. And it's quite a complex deal, but it's a series of products that we put together for you. You say, look, I want a plan that lasts 20 years.
Sure.
And we can step it out for 20 years and show you exactly what you can get out of that account.
Gotcha.
And still preserve your principal.
Now, of course, we probably don't really have to hit that magic number 55 to start talking to you. Is that right?
No, not at all. That's just the most people that come to us. That's usually the majority. 55 to 75.
Okay.
But we have a lot. They're a lot younger than that.
And that's because they're smart.
Well,
they're smarter than some of us, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. I don't criticize for those that didn't. It's just that, yes, the more time you can give yourself, the better.
Gotcha. Interesting. Okay. In terms of financial goals, any particular one or two that you can share that pretty much everybody needs to be looking at?
Well, one of the things I think you ought to look at is you ought to look again at the deaccumulation tools versus the accumulation tools. There's products on the market that brokers and many of the advisors don't speak about because there's no money in them.
Right.
But they're good tools for seniors, and mm-hmm. there's two products, okay? Then the other thing I think they really need to be thinking about is, you know, what about their Social Security? What's the best strategy there? If it's a married couple, there's a strategy where you can increase your Social Security over the two couples' lifetime over $100,000if you pick the right option.
So there's a lot of tips and tricks here.
There is a lot of tips and tricks. Just being in the business, you get to know these things, sure. And you make sure what we do is we share it with everybody. We don't hold back. We said, you need at least to know about these things.
Right.
Here's the product. You need to know about it, whether you're being told about it or not. Here's what you should do about Social Security, whether someone's telling you about it or not.
Yeah. It's pretty complicated when you start facing those dates, those key dates in your life. How do you make those decisions and what are the right things to do? Now, are you a broker? Should people assume that you're a broker? Or?
No longer in the brokerage business. Okay. I decided that back in during the crash of 01, 02, that was enough for me. I went out and researched, and I'll tell you why that happened too, Ann.
Uh-huh.
It was stunning to me. While I was licking my wounds after those planes hit the towers
and
the market crashed, I was feeling pretty bad about things. I had two kids in college. My wife, I had everything in the market. My wife was upset with me, rightfully so. My kids were both at Carolina at the time, and I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do?
Right.
The worst call I got was 3 days into that. It was a guy by the name of Al Ingraham, my dad.
Mm.
I led him into the market as well.
Uh-oh.
Bad problem. My dad was already retired. He was in his 70s. Here's what he asked me over the phone. John, what am I going to do?
And your stomach tied up into knots.
That's when I started to really pay attention to deaccumulation products.
Gotcha.
What got me on this side of the fence, so to speak, the no-risk deal, is doing the research for my dad, making sure that his legal was buttoned down, that he had a trust, a will, durable power of attorney, that the money he had left over, we put him in the type of products there was no risk in. We made sure that all the things were done for my dad so that he and my mom could live a good retirement.
Sure. That's a great story.
Up until this past fall when he passed away, he said, make sure when you meet those people at those workshops, tell them about what you did for me.
It's a great story. It's a great story. We're going to come back to that story in a second. I want to come over and talk about some different goals for a minute. Bruce.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, first of all, I got to tell the audience, you know, when I moved to Wilmington, I think Bruce Brown was the first person that I reconnected with. I looked up on LinkedIn. I just put in Wilmington. I'm moving to Wilmington. Do I know anybody in Wilmington? And up came Bruce Brown.
Uh-oh.
I said, my goodness, I talked to you so many years ago. It's been years. What are you doing here? So what are you doing here, Bruce?
What I'm doing, I'm a wellness and lifestyle coach with Team Beachbody.
Well, tell me more about that. What got you out of all of that? When I met Bruce, audience, Bruce was actually a journalist. He was writing for PC Magazine. And he has come down here and started this whole new life, and he looks like a whole new person. He's full of vim and vigor, and I got to tell you, whatever you're doing, it's working.
Well, you're seeing a lot less of me now.
A lot more often, and yet a lot less.
Yeah, my doctor said that about 4 or 5 years ago. He said, next year I want to see much less of you when you come back. Pardon me. What we do is sort of similar to John. What we do as Team Beachbody coaches is to connect with people in various ways and explore with them what's going on in their lives and what their goals are and what their dreams are. And if they have problems, if they have things they want to change or things they want to reach out to, we talk with them to see if the programs that we have, if the things we have going on with Beachbody and Team Beachbody are a good fit for them. And if so, then we we really want to get to know what they're what they're about. Because if they have problems, we want to see it as a way we can help them solve those problems. If they don't have problems, but they have goals that require change, then we want to get engaged with that as well.
Well, let's take a step back for a second.
Sure.
Talk to me about Team Beachbody itself. What is it? How did it get started? And what are the goals? Why did they start the company?
Sure. Beachbody started in 1998 as an infomercial company to sell extreme home fitness programs.
Hmm.
Probably the one that's most famous is P90X.
Right.
I think it has something like 86% brand recognition in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there are others, Hip Hop Abs and Brazil Butt Lift and Insanity and Slim and Six. And you know, the list goes on and on and on. There are over 150 different programs.
Oh, wow.
That they have developed, and they're constantly developing new ones as they.
These are all like workout at home kind
workout
of DVDs.
Workout at home programs, correct. And they also started developing a lot of nutritional products to kind of to go along with those programs. At first, they got a lot of pushback from investor-type people who thought that it would never work, that people really would not work out at home enough to really make a difference. If they were that intense about it, they needed to go to a gym or work with a personal trainer or something like that.
Right.
And turned out, you know what? P90X and these other programs do work, and many people were getting great results. And so that was pretty interesting. And by 2006, Beachbody was a $150 million company. And they were doing very, very well.
Sure.
But they realized several things kind of all at the same time. One thing they realized was, they knew they could make money doing this, and they could continue doing it and continue to make money. And they realized that they were making a difference in people's lives. But they also realized that there's a growing, and that's not a joke, but there's a huge problem with obesity in the United States and in the world, and that Beachbody had products that could help with that. However, they were missing a key element, because infomercials are fabulous at selling exercise programs. Infomercials are great, and you're also fabulous at selling nutritional products.
Sure.
But infomercials are a total failure at providing any type of support.
Ongoing support.
Any kind of support looks different for different people. For some people, it can be a workout buddy. For some people, it's a personal trainer. For some people, it's just a group.
Sure.
For some people, you know, there are a lot of different ways to have support be right for someone. Just as there are many different types of workout programs.
Sure.
And a lot of different, I don't want to call them diets because that's not a good word. A lot of different nutritional paths that people can take to be healthy. And so they didn't have a way to do that. So they started looking around, and one of the things that they tried was online forums, where they had a few employees of Beachbody set up these forums and have customers call in, or rather, come on the internet and start working and look for support and ask questions and stuff. And they noticed that there were customers supporting other customers, and they also were aware that they were getting a lot of word of mouth sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of put that together and said, "Well, wait a minute. Maybe we can find a way to put all these things together to be able to help more people, to be able to help people not just because they knew there were people who were buying, let's say P90X. They'd buy it. They saw an infomercial at 2:30 in the morning when it showed up. They were scared. They never took it out of the shrink wrap.
Oh,
or maybe,
yeah.
And I hear this all the time. You know, I bought it. I tried it for a week. Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. I just didn't want to keep. They didn't keep going with it. And yeah, that was maybe fine if you just wanted to sell products, but Beachbody really wanted to make a difference. So they pulled together, they started with a test group of 40 of those customers who were participating and supporting other people on the forums.
Okay.
And they said, look, I'm going to try some kind of a test, see if we can figure out a way, number one, to compensate you for doing word of mouth sales for us.
Okay.
But also, if there's maybe a way we can work out so you can help us support the tens of thousands of customers we get every week from infomercials. I mean, at this point, Anne, Beachbody's doing about $128 million a year in infomercials, 240 hours a day of infomercials in various U.S. markets.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them out there, and they work. But what are you going to do with all the people?
Right.
So they formed Team Beachbody, which is what I'm part of. They call us coaches. We're not fitness trainers. We're not nutritionists. We're not fitness instructors or necessarily have sports credentials, but what we are people that have our own stories, our own success stories,
mm-hmm.
and we're people that want to, that are for one reason or another, are motivated to help other people be successful.
Great.
And in return for that, one of the things that works the way the business model works is that all those customers that buy things from infomercials, or now even more so the websites, you know, the Beachbody website, they're turned over to us to support.
I see.
It doesn't cost those folks anything.
Right.
Doesn't cost us anything uh-huh. to be given those customers. And we reach out to them and we offer to help them. We said, you know, typically my conversation with someone will start and say, hey, what are your goals?
Right.
Why'd you buy your 10-minute trainer?
Well, it's an important thing, I think, especially when anybody is, I mean, financially, physically, you've got to have a goal or you're not going to reach it.
Right.
And a lot of people are like, oh, I want to lose weight, or I want to feel better, or I want to fit into my jeans, or I want to, you know, have a positive balance in my bank account, or whatever it is, until you actually get to the point where there's a goal, you can't meet that goal.
Right. Well, you know, we do two things. There are two parts of that process. And you probably find that also, John, with financial planning. We want to know what their goal is, but we also want to know why.
Right.
People will say, well, you know, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, how come? You know, what's behind that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're just thinking about, you know, losing 10 pounds or something, or they want to say, I want to get in shape. I need to be healthy because my girlfriend says I gotta look better on the beach or something.
For somebody else, right?
Yeah, or somebody else.
Not for,
yeah. What's behind that? So we help people kind of explore that. What is the deal? What is your real reason for wanting to get that? Now, not everybody wants to get involved with that kind of that level of conversation.
Right.
But for those who really do, we find they're more successful. Because when it gets tough, you know, when it's the eighth week in a row that you're working out,
and you're not losing weight,
you know, like, well, you know, if we notice that they're not checking in online with us, we set up private Facebook pages,
uh-huh.
groups, we call them challenge groups for people. We know, you know, people are all working the same exercise program and good nutrition and drinking our health shakes and that kind of stuff. But they check in every day and say, hey, I did, you know, did CVX or I did, you know, dynamics,
or
whatever. Yeah, yeah. And if they don't show up, you know, we'll send them a private message and say, hey, you know, Julie, where you been? What's going on with you? And if Julie says, you know, I'm really busy. Well, gee, you know, Julie, you said that you were really, you're low on energy and you really wanted to feel back. You just generally weren't feeling good. How's that going? You know, what's going on with that? Rather than say, you didn't work out, you know, or you didn't log certain number of calories or something. It's really more about, you know, what's the motivation? What's the why that makes them cry sometimes?
Yeah.
Quite often,
right.
I will engage with people, not that were handed to me by the company from infomercials, but people that I just, clients I pick up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that I maybe have met networking, because I do that pretty often, because I like to. And I'll get people calling me and say, and they're in tears because they've left their doctor. And the doctor says, you know, your sugar numbers are bad. Or, you
right.
know what, your cholesterol,
you're pre-diabetic,
your
right?
cholesterol is going in the wrong direction. And, you know, we're nothing medical. I mean, I don't have any medical credentials at all. I wouldn't claim to or really want to. But, they say, well, gee, he said I've got to start working out and losing weight. Can you help me with that?
So what do you do? So what do you do? What is it exactly you do with
sure.
to get your clients up and going? Is there a step-by-step process? Or
it depends on the client.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to get them to, you know, we try to learn. I try to learn more about them, what their lifestyle is like, you know, when they like to work out, if they ever like to work out, you know, what their diet is like, what kind of foods they like, you know, learn a little bit more about their energy
mm-hmm.
and their other preferences and their abilities. And if someone liked to dance, but doesn't like to be in a big group or some, you know, you try to find out as much as you can about their preferences and their skills and their background and all that. And then make some suggestions. Say, gee, and time is a biggie too.
Sure.
You know, how much time do you have? If
right.
you're going to work out every day, which is the best way to do it, or at least 5 days a week, you know, can you work out for an hour?
So those are some of the bigger challenges that people face that keep them from doing this.
It's absolutely.
The time that they don't have to put
right.
against it.
Right.
Or what are some of the other physical challenges about nutrition that they face?
Well, about nutrition, I don't know what to eat.
Yeah.
Or
they don't know what they eat.
They don't watch what they eat. I'm out running around all the time, and I just end up driving through a fast food thing because I'm just in a hurry. I don't know what to do. And meanwhile, I've got three kids. My husband and I both work. I'm going to school. My husband has a second job.
Sure.
We're going, you know.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, right. And, but how are we going to find time? I'd love to, for us both to be able to work out together. How can we do that?
So.
A lot of information gathering.
Yeah. So I understand now why this takes a team, why it takes a coach. It takes a team, right?
To
build
a village,
body.
Yes.
It takes a team to build a body.
Yeah.
So this is a full-time business for you. I just, you know, hey guys out there in audience land, I have to tell you that if there's one person, if they gave awards for networking, Bruce Brown would be the Wilmington Networker of the Year. I'm sure of it. Well, probably would be for 4 years straight. You can't go anywhere without running into Bruce or someone who knows Bruce. And I think that's half the reason you're so successful in your business. Is that correct?
My number three passion is meeting and connecting with people.
Your number three passion.
My number three
passion.
It's nice
that you've identified a tier.
I'm very clear. And I sometimes help people. And my number two passion is helping people be successful in their goals and in life and whatever they're maybe destined to be. But for the fitness part, you know, can we talk about other lifestyle aspects as well? And we are a business and we're a fabulous network marketing company because we need help. You know, there are over 200 million people in the United States who are overweight or obese.
Right.
A lot of people need help.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. And I there's no way. I don't even want 1,000 customers, right?
Right.
My business really comes down to helping people learn how to help people learn how to help people. And
gotcha.
Passing. So
gotcha. Very cool.
Continually passing it forward.
So you're always out there meeting people, not just people who want to work with you as a coach.
Correct.
But people who want to work with other people and be their coach.
You know me, Ann. I like to just meet with people to understand a little bit about them, to make a connection and to find out what makes them tick, but also if there's a way I can help them.
Yeah.
You know, that's two of my big passions, right? Are making those connections and seeing if there's a way I can help. And if it intersects with what I do with Beachbody and Team Beachbody, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
If there's something else, if I can make a connection for someone, I love that too.
Well, and that's probably what has made you land successfully when you made the transition to Wilmington. Now, how long have you been here?
10 years and 27 days.
Oh. Whoa. I guess you came on the first of the year.
December 27th, 2003.
Wow. Okay. Goodness gracious. And you've done a lot in that time besides just being with Beachbody. Now, Beachbody's the majority of your work, but tell us a little bit about your work over there in Leland.
Well, I was a realtor at first when I first came down
right.
and really enjoyed that. Built a team. I'm a team builder. And that was great. I loved that for a while. I loved that, particularly while I was working on helping people reach their dreams.
Right.
That's the theme in my life, right? As John was mentioning before, the early 2000s, I took a hit. I was all invested in the tech stocks. So I was in the tech industry. Took an interesting hit there.
Right.
Took a hit with when real estate dropped as well.
Right.
And then my wife Marge and I decided that we really wanted to get back to something that was more health focused because we wanted that. And we both had been formerly coaches, consultants, and counselors.
Okay.
And so this kind of all pulled together.
Right.
It's worked very well. We love it. Got very involved with the community in Leland, got involved with the Chamber of Commerce and various groups and of course networking all around the greater Wilmington area.
So we've got two guys who cross some bridges to get here. But what we see here is that you guys are both helping people meet goals. And I think, you know, it's really funny. Here we are at the end of January, closing in on the end of January. All these people made all these resolutions to lose weight, to get their finances in order, to be more productive, to be more organized, to more, you know. And I'm guessing everybody's kind of like I am sitting there going, you know, I've been kind of working on this and I maybe shouldn't be doing this alone. So there's a lot of crossover here, I think, actually, in the two things that we're talking about today.
Sure.
Is there a message you'd like to leave with your audience, both of you? I guess first we might as well, Bruce, is there one thing you want people to take away from this discussion today?
Oh, absolutely. Whether you're 18, we work with people 18 to 118. You can do it. You know, it is.
I want to see that 118-year-old person doing P90X. I can't do P90X.
You know, that 118-year-old person could possibly do some modified, some parts of P90X in a modified manner. It's all about modifications.
Right.
You
That's
don't
right. no,
have to
right.
compete with the people on the screen. But the real message is that, you know, you just need to start. There are a lot of great reasons not to work out. There are a lot of great, easy reasons not to eat correctly.
Right.
But those are two pretty key things if you want to have a long life. And of course, you need to have money to support you while you're living longer. but it's just a matter of just getting started. You know, if you start today, you'll be further ahead than if you waited and started tomorrow. And your body loves it when you work out and eat right. It doesn't take too long to have things start to responding in very positive ways. Some of us have longer journeys than others, but in every case, the journey is going to last until it's over.
Right.
So why not go for quality of life? Because we're going to live longer. Medicine will keep us alive longer. So why not have quality of life?
And John, what's your leave? What's your leave behind?
So here's what I want for your listeners, a little thought. I always like to sit down and ask very good questions.
Mm-hmm.
So the first question I always ask somebody is, what is important about money to you? And then I just listen. Number two question. Do you feel 100% sure that you're going to have a good retirement, or is there doubt?
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. What two things would make you happy in your retirement that you're without today? Three questions. Stimulate a little thought.
Okay. Well, everybody go home and write down the answers to those questions. And if they want to get in touch with you, John, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to my website, johningrahamllc.com.
Would you spell that?
John Ingraham is JohnIngrahamllc.com.
Excellent.
Direct line, 910-754-6921.
Okay.
That's direct into my office.
Excellent. Super. Bruce, what if they need a Beachbody coach? Where do they go?
They could go to brucethecoach.com.
Excellent.
That's my website, or on Facebook, my page is Bruce the Coach. I try to keep it simple.
Okay, and on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening, and good luck with your goal setting. And until next week, this is Ann Revelle-Petcher.